Monsignor Lavelli, and it's Monday, and we're in the second week of Advent. And a couple of thoughts about Advent today for our meditation. I've been reading a book, most of you probably know this, I've been reading it since I was a kid, since I was in high school. I got my first copy of The Read of God by Carol Hauslander when I was 15 or 16 years old. I was a sophomore in high school. And I've been reading it ever since, and probably you can put it together. It's not the same book. I've been through several copies of it. But so some of the thoughts that I'm going to have today are probably more Carol Hauslander's than they are mine. But they're the ones that have stayed with me, or at least partially what they have stayed for me. And Hauslander says in the book The Read of God, she says in the chapter that's entitled Advent, she says, Advent is the season of the seed. The season of the seed. And she says, our Lord loved the idea of the seed, and he used it many times in teaching. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And she goes on from there, and she said, a seed by itself is so small and it's so tiny. And they would just leave it there. Nothing happens. It just remains a tiny grain of wheat or of mustard seed or whatever. But a seed, something has to happen to it. And if you put the seed under the sun, still nothing happens to it. You have to bury it. You have to put it into the ground. It has to die. And the sun comes down and penetrates. And then with the elements from the sun and the earth, it dies only to live again and to become something powerful. Our Lord said, it becomes a tree big enough for all the birds of the sky to come and nest there. Unless the seed fall on the ground and die, it remains only a seed. Now, we're not talking about a depressing kind of a death, but a death that needs to new life. And what we need to talk about is a line that comes from St. Francis Xavier, our patron saint. St. Francis Xavier said this, O God, let me die to my self-love for the love of thee. To die to my self-love for the love of thee. In other words, I don't come first. That's dying to self. God comes first. The people in my life come second. What's left over is for me. And what's going to be left over is enough. Because we will have died to that self-love, but we are going to be open to the love of Christ. Mary carried the seed within herself. Hauslander goes on to say, Our Lady did not keep the season of Advent. She is Advent. Because what we need to do in Advent is what Our Lady did. She came with openness, the openness of her heart and the openness of her womb to the power of the Holy Spirit. And she just simply said yes to God. We call it Our Lady's fiat. She said yes to God. That's when Jesus happened. You can't hurry the growth of the seed. It took 9 months. And so that Our Lady carried Jesus within herself to wherever she went. His means of transportation were her feet. He could only go where he carried it, where she carried him. And all the while she's nurturing him in the womb, helping Christ to grow. We have to be patient with it. We have to be patient to the Christ life in us that we call sanctifying grace. We have to be patient with ourselves and with others. You can't force it. Force growth doesn't work. Hauslander uses an example. She says, if you force an apple pie, when you put it into the oven and you try to get it done by putting a tremendous amount of heat on there, in 10 minutes, you're going to have something, but it's not going to be an apple pie. It takes time. The growth of Christ within you and me has to begin the same way it did in Mary. In the events of our life, no matter what they are, we have to say yes to God. God has a plan. God knows best. God never says directly no. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says, not now. And sometimes he says, I've got a better plan. Our Lady trusted God to know his will for her. And we have to trust God to know God's will for us. Be patient with the growth of Christ within you. Let it grow in silence and in prayer. Be patient with yourself and be patient with others. The season of Advent is the season of the seed. Plant it deeply within the depth of your heart and let the Son of God make it grow. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Spirit descend upon you.